Welcome to ABQ Connect, a full hour of special guests, hot topics, a Christian perspective on the news, and views of the day at 338-5790. So join us now for ABQ Connect.
Well, here we go, everyone. It's KMKT with Peter Benson, and getting an early jump on your weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Rick Hobson already in. Boy, I tell you, you're fit to be tied to get this weekend underway, right? You couldn't wait till Saturday.
No. Let's go.
Let's do it now.
We finally have some sunshine. The weather couldn't be better.
It's perfect. Just beautiful. Yeah. In the 60s today, into Memorial Weekend. Haven't even really seen the mid-80s yet. We will next week. It's going to be close to 90, I think, by this time next weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So get your stuff in now. If you have questions of a general garden nature or real specific or specific to whatever climate zone, we got about, five different climate zones here?
That's a good point,
Peter. At least
Peter.
The soil zones, right?
Well, there's at least five soil zones. There are five, when you look at the USDA zone map, there are five major climatic zones that center right here in Albuquerque, from northern Colorado and that Rocky Mountain region to, and I always miss one of the five. There's the Sonoran Desert. There is one of the Mexican deserts, like California, Mexico, the Eastern Plains. So there's four of the five, and they all center right around Albuquerque.
Isn't that interesting?
Crazy.
Yeah. Boy, it is. I mean, in some ways, it's a lot like Israel, the Holy Land.
Yeah.
A lot of different terrain there. And of course, but we have a lot of the same feel and look to it. You know, especially when you come into Santa Fe, it's almost like, it looks a lot like Jerusalem in a way.
You can look at it, and I'll just be real honest about it because it warrants talking about. Sunset Garden Magazine their book, the Sunset Western Garden Book.
Okay.
Western United States Gardening Book. And I learned a tremendous amount. But their zone is their own zone, and it's not right. They have Zone 10 as Albuquerque, and you can see the map, the state map, right at the bottom of Lavajada Hill is where Zone 10 stops.
Okay.
But then it disappears into Mexico. So from right 30 miles north of here, right before you start up into Santa Fe, all the way down to El Paso, Las Cruces, is Zone 10.
That's wild.
It's the USDA zone. We are Zone 7 in Albuquerque. Huh. That's 0 to 10 degrees. Zone 8 is 10 to 20. It's 10-degree increments, and the higher the number, the warmer, the colder, the lower the number, the colder.
And certainly, then you factor in all the different climactical changes and the soil changes, and that's why you need an expert here.
That's
why we got you in here.
That's right.
From Jericho, speaking of the Holy Land, that's why you named your nursery Jericho Nursery, and let's shout out, huh? Let's shout to the Lord.
Yeah, it's time. If we freeze again now, things are just nuts. I know a lot of people due to weather.
Hey, we got a 39 in the valley overnight last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's getting close.
I had two fires last week. I had two fires last week with that rain and cold. I was in the Jemez last night, though.
Oh.
I left here at 3:30. I came back by about 8. I caught three fish. I got rained on to beat the bands.
I'll bet you did. Yeah. But that's good fishing weather, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, number to call here, 338-5790. Rick Hobson, Jericho Nursery, and just want to help you out with whatever your gardening plans might be this weekend. Obviously, a perfect time to, we all have, a lot of us have the 3 or maybe even longer days off, so we want to get diving into the dirt right now. But before you do, give us a call at KMKT, 338-5790, and leading things off today, Shirley is on line 1. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, how are you all this afternoon?
What, doing just great. How are you today, Shirley?
Doing really good, really
excellent, good. Excellent. You're on with Rick. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate your knowledge and help. We have one of those pear trees, but it doesn't produce fruit.
Yeah, flowering pear.
Yes, and it's turning yellow.
Next week it's going to go up.
That's right.
Probably 20 degrees from where we're at right now in the mid-60s, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Take care of that.
Get that fertilizer on. take advantage of the moisture, and I hate to be so pessimistic, but here come the weeds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk to you about that, too. 338-5790, KNKT with Peter Benson. Rick Hobson joining us here. Garden Talk, early edition on this Friday here. And your calls at 338-5790. Anything you want to ask Rick about, basically outdoor stuff, okay? Landscaping, xeriscaping, partying? I don't know.
I did I'm doing a press release next week with the Water Authority.
Oh, there's very nice.
A tree bait program that is money off your water bill to take care of your trees.
Right. Oh, let's talk about that. 338-5790 here at KMKT. Judy's call next, and let's say hear from you as well as we take a quick break here. It's 9 after 1 o'clock on 107.1 KMKT. Hang tight. Give us a call. Get them in quick because it will stack up later on this hour. Here from 107.1 KMKT.
He thinks you can fix the future.
In the movie Tomorrowland, Casey Newton is an optimistic high schooler who's always dreamed big. But when she spots a pin that isn't hers and her belongings, it mysteriously transports her to Tomorrowland, a place bigger than her dreams. This imaginative Disney pic tells us that hoping and believing for the best and working for a better tomorrow can definitely have a positive influence on how we think and feel about the future. Those favorables are lessened a bit, though, by some robot-on-people violence, some vile foul language, and a little rebellious youth behavior without consequences. Still, overall, I'm giving Tomorrowland 3.5 jetpack rides out of 5 for family friendliness. For our full review, check us out at PluggedIn.com. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
EJ and I, we had two properties, and the mortgages were killing us, so we were looking for a realtor that was a believer.
Had great references and had a great selling history.
Our pastor referred us to Dom Garcia. We prayed to God that we would not only sell the property, but sell it quickly.
And in 2 weeks, the house was sold. Dom gave us great ideas on how to prepare the properties for selling.
When we signed the listing agreement, we prayed over it with Dom.
Selling experience was just marvelous.
Dom stepped in and got it done.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Paul Jones in Albuquerque can help you get to a better state because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it, from cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Paul Jones in Albuquerque and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT, Peter Benson along with Rick Hobson here. Yes, you will get Garden Talk tomorrow, normal time, 8:30 in the morning tomorrow, but got him a little bit early here because a lot of us are going to be diving in probably this afternoon into tomorrow and getting that landscaping and outdoor whatever. Garden's got to go in now. Perfect time, isn't it, with the cooler weather? This has really extended things out like crazy, hadn't it?
Well, you know, again, people get stuck. It's too late. It's too early. Albuquerque, though, there are better times and worse times. Mm-hmm. It's never too early or, well, that's not true. It's never too late. But May, a 70-degree May.
It's amazing.
I'm in awe. I've never seen it. I tell people I've seen 80-degree Mays and 100-degree Mays. Right. I can't remember telling people 60s and 70s in May.
Yeah.
So perfect weather, lots of moisture.
It is. And you haven't missed the season either, which is great, right?
No.
If you've been a little bit slow in getting started, like I am a lot of years, man, 90 comes and I missed it, you know? But this year, no. In fact, I'm going to be out there this weekend.
You know, because of my business, my most of my gardening doesn't really even start till June, and you haven't missed anything. Not one thing is it too late for.
That's great. So. Especially bindweed.
Yes. Yeah, right. We'll be talking
about
that.
It's already back.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure it is.
I am not going to let bindweed get a hold of my daylilies this year. I'm going to, I got to pull them apart because they're already kind of.
Bindweed, and you know what I'm fighting.
Seeping in there.
It's Bermuda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to let three beds set follow this summer. Because they're just full of Bermuda and black plastic and weed killer and black plastic and weed killer and try and knock it back a little bit.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
For a year at a time. 338-5790. Judy is on line two and a call for you here. Give us a call. Judy, what's your question for Rick today?
Yes. My roses are eat up with aphids. And I was wondering, what's a good solution for that?
Well, this is a little early for aphids, too, isn't it?
Yeah, not on roses. They like that. They're on the new growth right up there in the blooms.
Okay.
So you've got two or three options from ladybugs. And I'll probably run out of ladybugs this week. The gal that does all my orders for ladybugs was out sick. So I called yesterday and ordered. They won't ship till Monday because they don't want them in a truck over the weekend.
Oh,
I have a few now. So that's one
option.
Which
location?
Both stores have a few.
Okay.
Call first. Pyrethrins, there's a rose spray, Bon Neem, which is an organic pyrethrins and neem oil combination to malathion, systemic. I mean, lots and lots of options for you. And most of them very effective. All of them, really. Consistency is important. You'll not get, even with ladybugs, one application won't do it. It will take two or three, probably three, with a pesticide every 3, 4, 5, 7 days. Ladybugs, every 2 or 3 days, you got to let a few more go, so you don't let them all go at once.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Can I ask another question?
Surely.
Okay. Do I need a separate rose food from the rest of the flowers, or is there an overall general good food for all of these?
What are you using? Do you know?
I'm a novice.
Okay.
I'm just starting this.
All right. So there is one that I'm always bragging about. It's B as in boy, R as in Rick, BR61. And it's the highest form of phosphorus, the middle number on a fertilizer, that money can buy. It's 58%, and that's a high bloom food. So there are, again, I don't want to overwhelm you with choices, but that's one. There's a rose food that just says rose food. That's another. And then that 1688 lawn food I'm always talking about is a good rose food.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. My wife used the Fox Farm products, which is an organic, instead of the 1688. And we had, I said, did you feed the roses? Kind of knowing she had to because they were just beautiful. So we used Fox Farm's organic rose food, but you can use 1688, you can use BR61, which is one you mix with water, or you can use ones that say rose food on them. Now, all of these could be used on all kinds of flowers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And can you use too much, or how?
Yes.
Often?
Yes, you can.
Especially with that high content, right?
Yeah. And I, you know, the BR61 is one of my favorites because it's soluble, so it's really hard to overdo. If you put the tablespoon in a gallon of water, you're fine. I, for the first time, learned that, yes, you can overdo it because I'm lazy about it. I'm busy all the time. So I just took my little BR61 and it has a spoon in it, and I walked around and I dumped it in all the pots.
Oh,
not breaking down. I just dumped the powder in the pots and took a hose to it. And a couple of days later, me and my wife were like, did it freeze? And I'm thinking, well, those plants are weak. I'm not using those anymore. And they're my plants. I bought them. We sell them at the nursery. I'm like, that's weak and that didn't work. And it was the BR61. When I pulled
kind of overshot, huh?
Yeah, when I pulled them out of the ground, the crust was still there. The blue was gone, but the fertilizer crust, and every single plant that was dead had that crust of BR61.
Do you know how encouraging that is to hear from you, Rick?
I killed a whole bunch of us.
They're saying, well, yeah, it is possible. I'm not the only one that's got the brown thumb here, you know?
No, I say green thumbs are not inherited, they're earned. And you have to sacrifice some plants to get a greener thumb.
So, Judy, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're both such a blessing. And I'm trying to make my husband's saying go away, which is flowers come to our house to die.
Yeah, let's help change that a little bit for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Judy. Thanks.
Thank you, Judy. 338-5790 at KNKT this afternoon. Let's take Ted. I think he's been hanging on the line too long here. Ted, how you doing today, brother?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. What's up?
Hey, I had a question concerning I planted a new lawn with that park mix.
Yes.
And so it's coming up good in spots, but it's also real, like, patchy on others.
Yeah, you did it from seed?
Yes.
Okay. How long ago?
Oh, I'd say it was end of April.
So it's been a month?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right out of the bag, it was about, I don't know, if it's somewhere between 8 and 12% is not going to come up. I'm going to tell you that water's going to move some seed around, and in a perfect world, you know, you're just going to have some spots like that. I think I would reseed the weaker spots.
So just reseed it?
Yep.
And would I also put any other additional fertilizer on it to make it grow?
If you didn't use it then, I would definitely use it now. There's a product called New Lawn Starter, and it's for cedar sod. And what's funny is that BR61, that phosphorus that I'm talking about, is good for rooting as well. So it's like a 9-13-7. It's a rooting formula. So phosphorus doesn't just bloom. It's roots and strength and cell development. But New Lawn Starter is game changer.
Okay. And so just add some of that. And as far as planting the seed, I mean, do I just have to break up the soil where it's patched up and then and cover the seed like that? Or?
Yep. I would just take a leaf rake. You don't need to go very deep. Just take a leaf rake, break any of that crust that you probably have, create some furrows, put the seed down and rake against the crust, or take a little bit of topsoil and cover just so the seed's not seen.
Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate your help there. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted. You know, we keep forgetting to ask people what part of town they're calling from. True. You know, we went into this whole different zone deal, but we will next. Bernadette coming up next, 338-5790. That's our number at KNKT this afternoon with Rick Hobson. We'll take your garden call. Calls all the way through the hour here at KNKT. And line open for you, 338-5790. Right back with more here at KNKT.
The sun is starting to shine and spring is here in New Mexico, which means summer follows right behind. Shorts, tank tops, sundresses, and swimsuits. Are you looking in the mirror and feeling like you're nowhere near where you want to be for summer? Then let the helpful and friendly staff of Southwest Center for Integrative Medicine get you to where you want to be. One of the number one weight loss programs at Southwest Center for Integrative Medicine includes Dr. Simeon's protocol, where you could lose a pound a day with prescription appetite control medication and fat burning injections. If you've always struggled with diet plans, then this one is for you. Get started for only $99. Call today and schedule your free consultation, 298-4325. Visit SWCIntegrativeMed.com or simply call 298-4325 to schedule your free consultation. Make this time your last time. Call 298-4325 today and get started. SWCIntegrativeMed.com.
Regular preventative maintenance is critical to the longevity of a human, a car, equipment, or especially your home's existing flat roof. The intense UV rays experienced in the Southwest weaken flat roofs and cause severe damage. And no charge before the rains come. Let Harvey the Roofer inspect your existing flat roof so you're equipped to battle the effects of the sun. Don't wait until the leaks occur to your existing flat roof that costs an arm and a leg. Call Harvey the Roofer today at 227-1797. That's 227-1797. Regular preventative maintenance can extend the life expectancy of your existing flat roof at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. In the same way you prepare for spiritual battle by putting on the armor of God, prepare for the battle that occurs on your existing flat roof by getting regular preventative maintenance. Call Harvey the Roofer now, 227-1797. That's 227-1797. 227-1797.
Journey Off the Map, VBS, is June 22nd through 26th. Sign up your kid for an amazing week-long adventure discovering God's Word through worship, drama, recreation, crafts, and snacks at this action-packed VBS. Sign-ups are April 29th through June 7th. The cost is $10. You can also bring a friend or sign up to serve. We guarantee you'll have as much fun as the kids. For more information, call the Bible Island office at 505-344-4101. That's 505-344-4101.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
And we sure thank you for tuning in this afternoon. It's KNKT. Peter Benson along with my good brother, Rick Hobson, Jericho Nursery. Now, we mentioned the two locations, Rick. I know that this weekend your heart is going out to military.
Yes, sir.
And you really want to honor them and give them a deal. And this would be what current service folks, veterans, even what military families. If you've got a service ID, just bring it in, right?
Yeah, I have to do that. Just unfortunate that there would be people try to take advantage of something that I'm trying to do that is not really trying to draw business. It's trying to honor service people.
Yeah.
So if you're a spouse of a service person, you should have a service ID, I would think. So if you're active, if you've served, if you're a veteran, you get 20% off. I give vets 10% off. I've doubled that. And I'd never let people double dip. That means if it's already on sale, you get the best buy. This is not the case.
Nice.
The honoring of veterans is honoring of service people, is honoring them for
their
service.
So if you got something on sale already, you can take an additional 20
then? That's right.
Oh,
nice. It's a double dipper. At the end of the day, you make your best buy, and then you say, oh, by the way, I'm active military or I'm a veteran, and we'll give you an additional 20%. So,
very nice.
For example, I've got rain barrels on sale for 20% off.
Already.
So okay. That makes a $100 rain barrel $80. If you're a service member, that makes that $100 rain barrel $60. It's 40% off.
Nice.
I'm not making money on the deal. I'm honoring veterans and service people. I am going to run out of the rain barrels. Yeah. I have 60 more coming. I don't know when they're coming. This will probably be one of the few formats that I'll say this because I don't know how and I don't know how to keep control on it. I will rain check them. Huh? On a rain barrel.
Nice.
I've got more coming. If I run out and you missed the sale, we'll write on the back of the business card when the new ones come in, you can
come
get it.
Yeah. Well, that's the way you kind of do business anyways, right?
Thank you.
Little friendly neighborhood guy at two locations here. Alameda, Jericho on Pan American and Osuna, right over here by Calvary, yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's funny to me that old school, and it's so cliche, right? But doing the right thing is foreign anymore. Yeah. And I just want to run my business the right way. You do what's right. You take care of the situation. You fix a problem. You do what's right.
Well, it's a heart issue, right?
It is a heart issue.
It's not to put it out there. It's got to come from within.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So thanks again for calling 338-5790. Rick is here to answer any of your gardening, landscaping questions this afternoon. And also, you're going to offer, at the end of the hour, one of our callers will get, you're going to put together like a nice little red, white, and blue, or purple, white, and blue.
Let's do it this way, because those fancy blue pots I'm always talking about,
I've got
the blue.
You got
so
the
let's
blue.
Put two of those out there for people.
Nice.
And I don't know, we'll do a
some geraniums, maybe?
Yeah, we'll put red and white in it. So it'll be a blue pot with red and white flowers in it. And maybe you want to pick the flowers, because I don't have them done.
That's true.
And I probably should. Duh, red, white, and blue. The whole website's red, white, and blue. So we'll do two of those blue pots with red and white flowers in them
for
a couple of the listeners.
Today. And that's for folks that have already called or those that are going to be calling here, 338-5790. Let's take our next caller. Bernadette is on line three. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
What part of town are you calling from? Sorry.
Oh, Northeast Heights.
Very good. What's up?
Yeah. Off of Manal.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I have a tree. In fact, I have three fruit trees. I bought some fertilizer sometime. I don't know when. Must have been last year because I haven't opened up the bag. Maybe I bought it in the spring and didn't think about it.
Okay.
But I was going to use the spray on my fruit trees today. I have apple, peaches, apricots, and plums. And I read the directions, and it says to apply an early spring before the blossoms and before the fruit comes on? I cut fruit and everything. Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. We've had a great May. You want to feed again. I recommend at least 3 feedings a year, one in early spring like your directions say, one before it gets hot, and thankfully it's not gotten hot, so get it on this weekend. And then don't fertilize June, July, and August when it's hot, but this fall, there's winterizer-type fertilizers that will help get it through winter, strengthen it up, have it store some energy for next year.
So like November?
Probably October.
Okay.
Maybe even September. Yeah.
Now, on my pomegranate, I forgot to mention that one. That, too, is a volunteer, and it's a real small one.
Mm-hmm.
The county extension agent, named it. I didn't know what it was. I don't take it, pour anything out unless I know what it is.
Good for you, yeah.
How big do they get?
The biggest pomegranates I've ever seen were down in Las Cruces,
mm-hmm.
and they were 15 foot tall.
Wow.
And I made a point when I worked at my previous employer to make it to Las Cruces in August. Because the pomegranates were ripe. So I would go down. They had 4 plants on the wall, and they were 12 to 15 foot tall bushes. Never, ever in Albuquerque are you going to get one that big. They get winter kill here pretty bad. We're right on the cusp of hardiness for them.
Right. Maybe 8 feet, you know?
Yeah, if you're lucky. I've never had one get more than 4 or 5 feet.
Okay. Yeah.
So it is a tree. It's not a bush.
No, it's a bush here. Because you're going to get enough winter damage. And these 15-foot ones I were talking about were bushes. They were full from the base to the top.
Wow.
Really difficult to make it a tree.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to move it from where it's at then.
Yep.
What about the fertilizer, the same stuff?
What do you have? What's the fertilizer you have?
It is a 31 product. It's fruit, citrus, and pecan tree food.
Just use it really conservatively on the little pomegranate. Because it could be overdone.
Okie dokie.
Okay, but it's a great food. Just be real. Use half what they tell you to use on the new one, on the little one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you. Take care. 338-5790. Yeah, we'll put your name in the running here as well. All of our callers today, then we just mentioned, going to qualify for a color bowl. That'll be that big blue bowl filled with red and white flowers, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go back and plant a couple.
let's do it, and let's give one away here by the end of the hour here. Rick Hobson again, Jericho Nursery, and Mark on one. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going there?
Good. Appreciate the call. What's up?
Okay, Rick.
Yes, sir.
I was at the State Fair about 4 years ago. And I went to the Game and Fish building, and I bought a cottonwood sapling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted a small cottonwood. I didn't want the giant things that grow on the bosque.
There is no such thing, Mark.
Okay. Well,
there are smaller than other cottonwoods, but all cottonwoods are at least 30 to 50 feet minimum.
Okay, well,
that's a small one.
I didn't want a huge giant. Let me put it that way.
Well, you're still talking a 30 to 50-foot tree.
Oh, that's not a huge giant.
Well, what do you know what kind you got?
I can't remember. And when I planted it, it grew for 4 years, and it was more like a cottonwood bush than a tree. It never shot up.
Okay.
This year, this spring, I got a handful of leaves, and that's it. All the buds on the branches are shriveled up. The branches are still pliable.
Good.
But there's no budding.
We had so adverse weather that I'm going to assume that weather had a whole lot to do with it, where maybe it tried to leaf out and it froze, or it tried to leaf out and it snowed, or just so many variables in weather. Yeah. If the branches are still pliable, it still has the opportunity to leaf out. I've got 3 aspens in my yard. 2 of the 3 are fully leafed out. The other one is 3/4 leafed out, but the very tips are just like you're describing your cottonwood.
Okay,
and it's still alive, and it will leaf out.
It will leaf out, so I shouldn't pull it out.
No, I wouldn't pull it yet.
Okay.
And I would start looking to see if there's one trunk that you can make this thing into a tree. If not, you're going to end up with a mess on your hands. If you let it be a multi-stemmed cottonwood, you're in for some trouble.
Okay. Well, there is a main stem, but many branches.
Okay. Well, start slowly, a little at a time. thinning those branches and limbing up, meaning taking lower branches and pushing the thing towards the top.
Okay.
Take some of those lower branches off.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. 338-5790. That's a number at KNKT this afternoon. Rick Hobson, Jericho Nursery, joining us here and taking care of all your gardening issues before you dive in here this weekend. Marie is on line two. Hi, Marie.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome. Hello, what part of town are you calling from, Marie?
I'm actually traveling down to Los Lunas, so I'm on the road.
Very nice. So what are we talking about here with your boxwood tree?
Yes, I have a 3-foot retention wall in my backyard, and I've planted other plants, but the boxwoods I just can't seem to get growing back there. I've tried, you know, organic fertilizer. I've tried everything, and they just don't do well.
Is it when you've got other plants that have been successful and other things you've done and everything else seems like everything's the same, I got to think that it's something in that area. Have you tried other plants in that area that have succeeded, or boxwood just keep failing on you?
The boxwood seems to cause the most trouble. I've tried some honeysuckles and they seem to take off. And I've also tried some butterfly bushes, which have done really well.
And how many?
The boxwoods would be my preference, and that's why I went to the honeysuckles and the because I wanted just nice little plants back there, but they just don't do well.
How many times have you tried?
It's a pretty long retention wall, and so I've tried different locations of the bed. So I've planted at least 8 or 10 of them.
And all 8 or 10 have gone south on you?
Yeah, I've pulled out most of them. Some of them, you know, they'll have some greenery on them, and then a lot of them have yellowed and, you know, died.
I'm going to tell you that I would try something else.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell somebody to try something 3 times in the same spot. If the third time the same plant dies, then you got to go, something's wrong with this plant in this spot. But you may have something more serious than that. I hope not. That if you put in Euonymus, or if you put in Photinia, if you put in Eleagnus, and they don't do well, you may have some soil correction that's necessary. And there's really no way to do that other than killing plants getting there, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. I just hoped I could get some boxwoods growing there because they're nice and neat and little. But I guess not.
If you wanted to try again, I would take out a lot more of your soil that's existing. If you've got a block wall and a retaining wall, there's stuff in concrete that plants don't like. So if you put in more good soil, at least for the first couple of years, they would be in good soil. Mm. They're eventually going to outgrow that. But if you got them off to a little better start, maybe you'd have better success rate.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for
your
time.
Marie. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks, Marie. Right. Okay. 107.1 KMKT with Peter Benson here. Time to take another quick break. If you try to get in earlier, do have a line open right now. Rick Hobson joining us at KMKT this afternoon. We'll get the other Marie's call in and yours as well here. 338-5790. And Rick joining us here for the majority of this 1 o'clock hour, in addition to tomorrow morning at 8:30. And this is the kind of thing that you love to do. You can go just walk into either one of the two Jericho locations, and if it's not you, you've got expert staff that
will walk people
through whatever the situation is.
People don't believe this, but the people that work for me are smarter than me. And I know a lot about a lot of things, but, you know, Tino is this plant maniac down at the Alameda store. My wife, Jennifer.
We have seminars with Jim Seiss, for
goodness sakes. Jim Seiss, state horticulturalist for 40 years. I mean, I think our depth of knowledge is unbeatable in this town.
Well, that's great. So give us a call here at KNKT. Test him on this, will you?
Uh-oh.
338-5790. Right back with your calls next here at KNKT.
The Citizen Link update this hour is brought to you by Gonstead Family Chiropractic. Most health insurance is accepted. Complete care for your entire family. Experience the Gonstead difference. 505-884-8584 or GonstedNM.com. They believe everyone deserves to feel great.
Citizen Link with Kim Troby.
The Pew Research Center has released data showing a decline in Christianity in America. It doesn't help that some leaders have recently been quoted as saying the church must change its beliefs and stop focusing on divisive issues like abortion and same-sex marriage. But do Christians really need to sit down and be quiet in our culture? Well, Paul Weber, Citizen Link's Vice President of Strategy, is here to talk about the issue. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Kim. Great to be with you.
Well, sometimes it's hard as a believer to keep fighting for what you know is right. Is it ever okay for people to just give up?
Oh, no, it's never okay. The Lord himself told us to go into all the world and subdue it. So we have that cultural mandate right at the very core of our being, right in Genesis 1:28 and in the Great Commission in Matthew as well. So no, we are never called to give in.
Citizen Link works hard to make it easy for people to be active in government, and you specifically focus on our state allies. Tell us more about that.
Well, we have 38 state-based, what we call family policy councils all over the nation, and it's through those state-based family policy councils that we act to mobilize the church in their communities. I like what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said about this. It is the role of the church to help the state be the state. And through those state-based family policy councils, we are actually providing an opportunity for the church to help the state be the state.
Now, we have groups in 38 states, but we'd like to see that go to 50. What can someone do if there's no family policy council where they live?
Well, first of all, contact us. Go to our website at www.citizenlink.com. Click on the state groups tab, which you'll find in the upper right-hand corner. And if there is a state where there's not a family policy council, call us and we will be happy to reach out to you and talk to you about how we can get one started in your state.
Thanks, Paul. For Citizen Link, I'm Kim Troby.
Citizen Link is a public policy partner of Focus on the Family.
When it's time to eat and you're really hungry, get some good old-fashioned comfort food at the 66 Diner. Quality food, lots of it, and always affordable for the whole family. Try the award-winning chicken fried steak, feast on burgers, blue plate specials, and Albuquerque's best milkshakes. The Huffington Post named 66 Diner one of the top 10 best classic diners in America. Right here in Albuquerque on Central between I-20 5 in University.
Trinity Southwest University is offering a one-year school of ministry program on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Trinity Southwest University offers undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral programs through multiple colleges, each representing a separate, biblically-based discipline. The mission of Trinity Southwest University is to provide quality higher education to adult learners, teaching them through a variety of biblically-based disciplines to uphold the divine authority of the Bible as God's inspired representation of reality to humankind. For more information, visit trinitysouthwest.com.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for tuning in this afternoon. It's KNKT with Peter Benson and Rick Hobson joining us from Jericho Nursery. Mentioned the two locations. Alameda was your original location up there, 101 Alameda.
Yep.
It's a little bit west of the tracks. East of 2nd Street, as you're coming down the hill on Alameda Boulevard.
It's so little west of the tracks, it's not, I mean, it's
you've
the tracks.
You've got adjacency, right?
Yeah, you can feel the ground shake when the rail runner comes by.
Bring it in.
As soon as you cross the tracks coming down Alameda, look to the right, because there's a circular driveway. Right. And then, of course, our other store right up the street here, which we're now calling the Jericho on Osuna, because you can get to it off Osuna, the hotel.
Of course.
San Mateo turns into Osuna at the freeway. Look to the north. I'm back about 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
So it's back off the road a little bit. Once you've got there once, then it's easy.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you what. Color bursting forth,
yes,
right?
Sir.
If you're enjoying the colors of spring, come and celebrate it with Rick at Jericho Nursery. And, hey, all of our callers this afternoon, I appreciate you making this available, Rick. And I know that we mentioned 20% off for all military.
Correct.
And that's off the whatever else is on sale. That's on top of that.
Yeah.
At both locations. Also, those color bowls, right? And you're going to give one away here to one of our callers here. So, 338.
We're going to give two away.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
thank
give
you.
Two away.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
So 338-5790. Could be you, Marie, and we want to just welcome you into the program today. Hi, Marie.
Well, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate all your help with all our plants. What I was going to ask is a question on the apple trees. I have two Fuji apple trees, and they're about maybe about 6 feet, and they're fully full of apples.
Okay.
But on the bottom of the root, there's some leaves. There's like another tree growing of apples. Not the apples aren't grown yet. But
right. It's coming up from beneath the root?
Yes.
Cut it off.
Should I cut them out?
Yes, you should. No, cut it out.
And at that point, am I able to transplant those into being another apple tree?
It's a different kind, probably, Marie. It's probably not a Fuji. So you have, if you're a gambling gal and you think, well, I don't care. Yeah. But you have no idea what it is. It's probably the rootstock of the Fuji. Most fruit trees are grafted, and they graft a very strong root system to a very good producer. So it won't be a Fuji.
But it is important to take them out?
Yes, because they are usually stronger than the top, and they will take energy out of the tree. Right.
And also, I have a comment to make on your pomegranate.
Yes.
There is one here in Albuquerque, and it's in the sawmill area. And it's over 8 feet.
Wow, where is it?
It throws about, I want to say, over 20 pomegranates.
Nice. Where is it at?
It's on Hannett, northwest, right by the train tracks.
Very cool.
Interesting. In the sawmill area, because I heard him say that there's one in Las Cruces, but there's one here in Albuquerque.
Well, I have some too, but I've never seen one 8 foot. That's encouraging. Yeah, thanks for sharing with that.
In the sawmill area, and that area is so old.
Nice
Thank
to hear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, 338-5790. Hey, Rick, what is the best way to cut those little volunteers that come out of the bottom of the trees? What's the best way to stop that system? Because I'll like clip them off, but do you have to just get down way deep on those?
Even if you get them way deep, they're coming back. Apple trees do it. Crab apples do it. Certain trees are more susceptible than other trees.
Yeah. I've got flowering plum that's...
There's a product. Yeah, and those suckers are green, right? They're not purple?
Yes.
That's funny, isn't it? Yeah. Because, again, it's back to her thing.
Right. The root stock, right? But you got to get rid of them.
You do, because they'll take energy from the mother. There's a product, and the one I have right now, and I should write it down, is called Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah?
But it's $60 a bottle for the big 32-ounce bottle.
Man.
But there's a little
suckers
bottle.
Suckers take the punch, don't they?
But it kills a sucker without hurting the tree.
Interesting. So you can't just put, like, pruning seal on there or something?
They are hybridizing new trees that have less options of doing that. But if you've got one that suckers, I think you invest in the sucker punch and spray it on there.
Okay, just suck it up, right?
Well, and maybe not. I got to buy the little one. I shouldn't have bought the big one because it's so expensive.
There you go. 338-5790. Rick Hobson joining us. Got a line open for you at KNKT. And finally, a question about tomatoes. Hey, this is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Appreciate your call.
What can I do for you, Chris?
Hi, how's it going?
I just lost him.
Call back.
Yep.
Give us
a call back, Chris.
Sorry about that.
338-5790 here at KMKT. Could be him right there. Hi, Chris?
No, it's Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy. Hold on the line a second, okay? Hold on, Jeremy. Wanted to follow through with Chris. And matter of fact, it might be a good time to just take a quick break.
Maybe
right here.
Maybe kind of take a deep breath.
338-5790 on 107.1. Hey, still time, a couple more calls in, and want to make sure that you get your name in the running here for one of our color bowls that Rick has given away from the two locations of Jericho, 338-5790 at KNKT.
This year, the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home marks 45 years of serving at-risk children. 45 years of providing long-term foster care to children, helping them mend their past and build a healthy future. At the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we haven't lost the vision of having an earnest desire to help children learn about God and enjoy His grace and mercy. We laugh and cry with them. In all situations, happy or sad, we give glory to our gracious God who continues to bless the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Join us in commemorating our 45 years of service by considering a special monetary gift to help mark this momentous anniversary. Look for a special 45th anniversary link on our website at acchkids.org or call 898-5520.
be a part of the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home for the next 45 years, showing children the love of God through care and dedication. Visit acchkids.org or call us at 898-5520. That's 898-5520.
So, some would like us to believe that the church is shrinking, that faith is dying? Wishful thinking for Satan and his friends in the media. Jesus said he would build his church, period. There is a fresh wind of the Spirit blowing around the world. In Albuquerque, Star 88 welcomes Young and Free for a special event at Calvary. Tuesday, June 16th at 8 p.m., presented by Star 88 and Allocate, a nonprofit ministry. Tickets available at Parchment's Bookstore. The church is on the move as never before. Celebrate with Young and Free.
If you are a regular listener to this radio station, you may feel as if you are acquainted with Gonstead Family Chiropractic. Well, did you know that family health care at Gonstead involves more than adjustments to correct your spine? The staff at Gonstead Family Chiropractic believes everyone deserves to feel great. That means physically, spiritually, and mentally. They build trust by delivering excellent care. If you've experienced trouble with allergies, back pains, sleeplessness, headaches, or some other nagging or debilitating ailment, please call Gonstead Family Chiropractic today and schedule a free consultation with one of their staff. They want to show you how to move towards a lifestyle that will allow you to enjoy each and every day in good health. Gonstead Family Chiropractic, Paseo del Norte in Wyoming, or Coors in Alameda. Call 884-8584. That's 884-8584.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT 150 here. We're coming up close to 2 o'clock this afternoon, so let's get these calls in as quick as we can. Chris on line one. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing well. And yourself, Peter?
Great. Appreciate it. And what's your question?
My question is, I live on Albuquerque's west side, and I love to grow tomatoes. Is there any tips you have on how to get the best tomato product and how to deter pests like squirrels?
I think you got to wire off the whole tomato to keep the squirrels out because nothing else works. So it's chicken wire cages and just keep them from getting to them. For success, I lived on the west side for 15 years. I added soil for 5. Keep adding soil. That sand is hard to grow in, and it took me 5 years of adding lots and lots and lots of organic matter.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one more quick question, if I can. What are the best type of fruit trees to plant out on the west side?
I think apples are one of the better choices.
Okay. Apples, we have a few apple trees in our backyard. We've had them for about 20 years now, but they're actually starting to lose their life. Do they have a lifespan, or...?
They shouldn't, but, you know, the west side is a tough environment. So
awesome.
I'd put in some new ones to kind of take place as these seem like they're headed out.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Sure thing. You bet. Now, for all of our callers, by the way, the 2 color bowls are going out of here shortly, but we do want you to pick those up this weekend.
Correct.
At Jericho, okay, in honor of the red, white, and blue thing. Memorial weekend, Jeremy on line 2. This will be our final call of the day. What's up?
Hey, Good afternoon. How you doing?
Welcome.
How are you, Jeremy?
Hey, good, good. First of all, I want to know if you have any fig trees.
I sure do. Yeah, both stores. Several different types.
Awesome. And also, I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but a friend of mine told me that when you plant, you put the fig tree in the ground to put a bag of manure underneath it.
I'm not a manure fan. I'm not a manure fan. I think you should use something in the soil, but manure, you know, we've had a great May. It's been in 60s and 70s, but manure in June, July, and August is going to cook stuff.
And even next week, we're going to hit 90. Potentially.
Yeah,
so
yeah. There's other products that are better.
Okay. So I live on the eastern, and I had a fig tree before, but every year in the winter, it died off to ground level.
Yeah, mine does that.
It took forever to grow back and get figs, and then it was too cold again.
So build a cage around it, a 4x4 cage with pallets, and fill it with straw. Mine died to the ground this winter. It's just now coming back. So south walls, west walls, protection, mulching heavy in the winter, because it's just colder here than they prefer. And if you don't do some winter protection, that's going to be ongoing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. And thank you, Rick Hobson, Jericho Nursery. If you weren't able to get in this afternoon, hey, tomorrow morning, right?
Tomorrow morning, 8:30, I'll be here.
8:30 in the morning. Yep. Great planting weekend, obviously. Get out there, enjoy it thoroughly. And hey, thanks again for providing these red, white, and blue bowls for folks, right?
They're striking. You'll be amazed.
Awesome. Make sure you pick them up this weekend. And again, this weekend for all military, 20% off.
Go to the website. Lots of things on sale. I'm really aggressive because the weather has been awful for the month of May. Every Saturday has been off. I've got some great sales on big pots, $3.49, 3 for $10. You can shop around. They're normally $4.99. Wow. Memorial Day weekend sale, 3 for $10.
Beautiful.
$10 off any rose. Rain barrels, 20% off. Some pretty aggressive sales.
Check it out, Alameda Boulevard, and then Jericho on Osuna. God bless you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
And blessings to all of our military as well, particularly those that have, given their life for us.
Yes,
thank you. You're out there doing it, man. 107.1 KMKT, right back with ABQ Connect and the two winners today.
Exhibit and Southwest Capital Bank present the 8th Annual B2B Strategic Networking Event, June 9th from 5 to 8 in the Manuel Lujan Jr. Exhibit Complex at Expo, New Mexico. Connect with other like-minded business professionals, create synergy for growth, participate in live social media streaming and roundtable discussions led by New Mexico's VIP political leaders and business owners. There will be 78 exhibiting companies to get to know. Over 560 people attended last year and a record attendance is expected this year. Be sure to attend. Cost is only $15 for those who RSVP by May 31st, and then $20 at the door. Silent auction proceeds benefit Cachette Dance Company. Please call today with silent auction donations and your RSVP 828-0574 or visit exhibit.com. That's exhib-it.com. A special thank you to ABBA Technologies, Action Audio, Albuquerque Business First, Cumulus Media, First Nations Community Health Source, Garcia's Kitchen, and Streaming New Mexico.
Spanning the spectrum of space and time to bring you music from a different dimension. The Jesus Music Revolution. Saturday at 1, Sunday at 4, as the music of the 70s, 80s, and early 90s takes you to a time that spoke volumes. The Jesus Music Revolution, brought to you weekly by Pool and Design Remodeling, John Moore and Associates, and Southern Boulevard Automotive. And catch the archives anytime at knkt.com. The Jesus Music Revolution.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KMKT, good afternoon. Peter Benson, thanks for joining us. Hey, by the way, Ted with the grass question, and Marie with that apple tree. They are the winners of the red, white, and blue color bowls from Jericho Nursery. Congratulations. We'll be in touch with you folks and make sure that you're aware of where to go, Jericho on Osuna or the Alameda Boulevard location. Thanks for everybody calling. And hey, a whole bunch of folks are heading up to Red River. Matter of fact, some folks are already there. Mr. Stucker, how are you?
Hello, Peter. It's a beautiful day up here. It's mostly sunny, and I'm guessing about, 55 degrees already. Looking good.
Have you ever experienced Red River Memorial Weekend in 55, man? That's wild.
I tell you, we've had some wet ones. We've had windy ones. It's going to be cool this weekend, but the forecast is really pretty good. There's just a very slight chance of showers this year, and it's looking good for the big motorcycle rally and our rally in the valley, which raises money for Make-A-Wish of New Mexico.
Yes. Now, just a minute ago, we spotted Daryl Mansfield here on campus, and I'm wondering, is he part of this weekend?
No, he's not, but he was here for the original one.
I know, yeah.
He did a concert up here for the original rally in the valley that we did.
Right.
And so tell him we said hi, because he really knocked him out here. We're raising money for Make-A-Wish. We're here with the Christian Motorcycle Association.